40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration plans to ask the Supreme Court to reinstate the president's student debt cancellation plan. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
The Justice Department is fighting to keep Biden's plan alive after it was halted by two federal courts in recent weeks. It has asked a federal appeals court in New Orleans to suspend a decision striking down Biden's plan. And in the same filing, it announced it intends to ask the Supreme Court to overturn a St. Louis appeals court that halted the plan. The filing warns that Americans will face financial strain if the plan remains stalled in court when loan payments are scheduled to restart in January. Almost 26 million people already have applied for the relief, with 16 million approved. Norman Hall, Washington.
Her lawyers say WNBA star Brittany Griner is serving her 9-year sentence for drug possession at a penal colony in Russia. A federal district judge in Florida issues a temporary restraining injunction against a state law pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that restricts college professors from even discussing certain race-based conversations and analysis, the judge calling the so-called Stop Woke Act positively dystopian. A Customs and Border Protection agent and a suspected smuggler have been killed in a shootout off the Puerto Rican coast.
A unit was on routine patrol when the shots were fired in an area considered a major drug smuggling corridor for cocaine coming out of South America. At a Capitol Hill hearing, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke about the shooting.
These are brave members of our air and marine operations within U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So the difficulty of this job cannot be compared to the difficulty that our frontline personnel face every day, and their bravery and selfless service should be recognized.
The FBI is leading the investigation into the shooting. Air and Marine Operations is one of the smaller units of Customs and Border Protection. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News.
Gifting season is here. It's not too early to find the perfect presents like the styles every guy loves from UNTUCKit. Get ahead of your holiday shopping with wrinkle-free shirts, long-sleeve polos, cozy sweaters, and more. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they help guys to look sharp and feel casual. That's why he'll love unwrapping one of our iconic shirts this year. Now's the time to beat the rush and find the perfect shirt at UNTUCKit or at over 80 stores. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Fall is in the air, and that means fall grilling, tailgate parties, and so much more. Now is the perfect time to stock up on all this incredible flavor and take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping Omaha Steaks Friends and Family Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dadication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. The Respect for Marriage Act received a 62-37 vote in the Senate Wednesday with support from 12 Republicans, passing the needed 60-vote threshold to move to the floor. President Biden praising the move, urging Congress to quickly send the bill to his desk where he will sign it into law. GOP Senator Ron Johnson opposing the bill, saying the amendment added by Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of colleagues doesn't go far enough to, quote, provide sufficient protection for those with strongly held religious beliefs, unquote. The amendment added language ensuring churches, universities, and other nonprofit religious groups won't suffer repercussions for refusing to recognize or provide services for same-sex marriages. It also makes clear the government isn't required or authorized to recognize polygamous marriages. Polygamy is already illegal in every U.S. state. You're listening to The Shah, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy. Native Roots Radio
is an independent product. Restaurant.us.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, bonjour, Anine, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe standing in for Robert Pilot tonight. He has some work with the Ho-Chunk Nation that he is a member of and legislates for, so he's not with us tonight on the air. However, he is with us in spirit, as later today we're going to hear from him and Robert Lilligren. They had a great interview earlier today, and I've got a recording of that for everybody to tune into tonight. And I just wanted to let everybody know that this portion of the show was brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. And you know that today is Give to the Max Day. So Give to the Max is a annual event put on by Give to the Max MN, and givemn.org. Has awesome incentives for people to donate to your favorite organizations. The Friends of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, Lower Fallon Creek Lower Fallon Creek Project, and many more, including local and community organizing events for Native and environmental issues alike. So if you have not yet, make sure you head over to givemn.org and see if there's any places, Frogtown Radio, all of those awesome places that you like and would be so appreciative and maybe have a match for the next 12 hours or so to raise some money. I know the Lower Fallon Creek Project, who Native Roots Radio has worked with, Maggie Lorenz and their group over there, have raised about half of their goal as of just after noon today, and they need some big support in the last 12 hours here. So if you can spare anything in this season of giving, make sure you head on over to givemn.org and get some information to give to your favorite organizations. As always, I bring everybody some news that you don't hear everywhere else anyway. And I've got some news for you here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. So I wanted to touch base on something we talked about a little bit earlier last week, but, you know, we didn't get to go that deep into it as we had hoped, but I want to bring it up again because this just became live as of yesterday. The Wadukawad Amikwag, those who protect the beaver or those who help the beaver, Citizen Science and Monitoring Group, shared public findings yesterday on the ecological harms from the Line 3 pipeline construction, or also known as Line 93 here in Minnesota. Volunteer scientists, field monitors, and indigenous leaders from Wadukawad Amikwag presented on a year's worth of findings about Line 3's impact on water and wetlands. And I tuned into that meeting yesterday at noon. I unfortunately wasn't able to make the Q&A immediately following Native Roots Radio yesterday, but everyone, I just want to let you know that it is heartbreaking, the permanent disturbance of surface and ground waters throughout Minnesota. There's ecological damage that's likely permanent at least 45 sites across the headwaters of the Red River of the North, the Mississippi River, the St. Louis River, and the Lake Superior watersheds. All of these places are going to be affected in a long-lasting way from these disturbances from the construction of the Line 3 pipeline. So far, the state of Minnesota has fined Enbridge and taken some legal action against the company for the harms to the water. And last month, the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, announced that the state was pressing criminal charges against Enbridge for their aquifer breaches, and the Minnesota DNR and the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reached agreements with the company for additional restoration and monitoring funds. However, those are really only related to three different aquifer breaches, and it sounds like the DNR has not made public if they have any findings or information for the ecological damage at the other 42 sites across the state. The DNR did find them due to the first identified aquifer breach site at Clearwater in Minnesota. But so far, the state's response has been very limited and based on very limited data provided to them from the company who did the harm. So if you haven't yet, make sure you head over to Wadukawad Amikwag's Facebook page. You can look for Those Who Helped the Beaver on YouTube, on social media, and, you know, take a look at the damage that's been done. They did a lot of drone footage. They had professionals and scientists come in, and it really is heartbreaking. So that's local news here in Minnesota, but regionally or nationally, I should say rather, the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg got a bit of an earful about tribal roads. Indian Country Today reposts from Source New Mexico and says that the tribal leaders in New Mexico had a very simple message to the U.S. Transportation Secretary, and that was give us money to fix roads and patch up the broken agreement the federal government has failed to maintain. Ron Shatiba told the Pete Buttigieg during his stop in Albuquerque yesterday that federal responsibility, our great white father, is supposed to be taking care of all of our needs within Indian country because they took the land that we have away from us. Shatiba is the tribal liaison for the New Mexico Department of Transportation, and they chose not to mince any words when it comes to what's actually happening with the United States and their trust responsibility from the federal government based on treaties. He's from Acoma Pueblo and has seen for decades the problem-solving tribal nations have to do in order to fix and repair their roads using a funding formula that's really stretched between a lot of different governmental sources. Shatiba calls what he has to deal with and what the tribal nations have to deal with white tape because a lot of people call it red tape, but he calls it white tape because somebody else is making those regulations for Native people. And it really echoed what tribal representatives from the Apache bands, from the Pueblos, and from the Navajo Nation have expressed regarding funding for new road projects and really poorly maintained roads and other problems with federal grants that are excluding tribal nations from millions of dollars of investments under the Biden administration. So we'll have more information on these stories and this type of funding that is leading to the systemic problems within Indian country. But right now, the estimate, according to federal data, is that about 60% of tribal roads right now are unpaved. And that is a pretty high percentage that the federal government is not honoring for trust responsibility with Native people. Also in national news, the future of Crazy Horse Memorial could change. Whitney Recontour, who's Dakota, is the head of the new Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation, and he's taking over from the heirs of the sculptor of the rock carving of Tasunga Wiko, and that started before World War II. And the carving has grown to include the Indian Museum of North America, the National Native Education and Cultural Center, and the Indian University of North America. And that is something he talked about on Native America Calling earlier this week. So if you haven't gotten a chance, we've had the pleasure of having Antonia Gonzalez, who works on Native America Calling on Native Roots Radio in the past. She's been kind enough to join and to help us take over the show on nights where Robert and I, or just Robert or other people aren't available for the show, because, you know, we all do have lives outside of Native Roots Radio, and definitely take some time to check that out as well. Again, I'm Ogumaganuakwe, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we have a quick message, and we'll be right back to listen to Robert Lilligren and Robert Pilot. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Robert Pilot here telling you about Minnesota Native American art. Did you know that Twin Cities is known for Native art? Well, if you're not familiar, then check out All My Relations Arts. It's a program that seeks to increase the visibility and value of these incredibly talented American Indian artists in all forms of art while honoring the history and the presence of indigenous cultures. And right now, All My Relations Arts is showcasing Rosie Seamus Dance, She Who Lives on the Road to War. This is an immersive installation dance performance created by Rosie Seamus in response to global loss and the collective need to come together in peace and reconciliation. She Who Lives on the Road to War is a place for visitors to rest, grieve, console, and meditate. Performances will take place through mid-December. Find the performance schedule at allmyrelationsarts.com. I love all the indigenous art here in the Twin Cities, and I hope you can enjoy it too. allmyrelationsarts.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world.